Alright, this next one's for any freaks out there. This is a festival that has to be a few.
Triple J Splendor Weekend.
Kelly and Matt from the Block Party, welcome along to Triple J and welcome to Splendor in the Grass.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How's it been? You've been doing a lot of festivals recently, yeah?
Yeah, this is the last one. Well, this is one of the last festivals that we're going to be doing. So it's becoming second nature to us so far.
Yeah. Have you learnt any tricks during the process?
Try and make yourself unavailable, friend. No, I don't know. It's been nice meeting other. It's been nice meeting other bands, I guess.
Mm. I mean, there's a couple of bands on the bill that you are fans of, or you like, I understand?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Finn Brothers.
Neil and Tim?
I'm a big fan of Bang Gang DJs.
You're bullshitting me now, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, you like Interpol, don't you? And
Yeah. I think Matt likes them more than anyone, right?
Oh, I love them very much.
Yeah.
We went touring with them last year, and it was enlightening, to say the least.
Yeah. So, how's it been going for you guys? I mean, it's been a bit of a meteoric rise, which I know is a bit of a cliche, but it sounds like over the last 2 years you've kind of gone from nothing to just about everything. Has it been a tricky ride for Block Party?
Everything.
Well, it's pretty extraordinary. You've been nominated for a Mercury Award, and you've been
riches beyond imagination.
I can tell from the tracksuit.
Yeah. we roll around in gold doubloons. Yeah, I know. You're back at home.
You've got bling bling underpants on, don't you? A lot of touring, anyway.
Yeah, that's what it is. It is hard work, you know, and that's how you kind of build up a fan base, I suppose. So, hopefully, it's been warranted anyway.
What about the hype factor of things? Because you are a band that has, you know, has been given a lot of profile in a fairly quick period of time, and I guess there's always, in some ways, some risk for that kind of process, that people feel that you can burn out a little bit faster, or there's too much pressure placed on you, or whatever. Has it been okay? Do you feel like there's been a lot of hype about it?
I guess it's not something we really think about that much, to be honest. In that, you know, we knew before we started that sort of, you know, the music press has been saying some very positive things about us, but we know that the music press is based on fashion and what is popular, you know, and I think and that kind of dictates what's popular. So we knew that sort of using the music press as a barometer for that for your success is a really erroneous thing to do, I guess. I mean, we always knew that, so we don't really pay any attention to it at all. So it doesn't, you know. Of course, it's going to be, you know, if you believe the hype, if you believe the hype, you should believe the backlash as well. I mean, we know that we won, so that's why we don't really take it very seriously.
Yeah,
it doesn't affect how we do any, you know, it doesn't affect how we write songs. So
you got a fairly good kind of leap start right from the very early days as well, though, didn't you? I mean, your demos went out and Franz Ferdinand was passing them around. There was a lot of interest in you right from the beginning. Did you feel any pressure at that point?
Well, I think the story began a few more years before
Exactly.
I mean, it'd been about 4 or 5 years in the making by that point.
Yeah.
So you knew who you were?
Yeah.
We don't anymore, but... it's a few fortuitous things happened, but we kind of felt that probably would have happened by that point anyway.
Would have happened. It wasn't like Franz Ferdinand gave up. They didn't pass our CD around at all. They just put us on for a show they were doing just as soon as they got signed, before they were a big deal. So it wasn't, you know, that's something that's talked about a lot in the music press, but it's kind of, it's a complete exaggeration, to be honest.
Yeah, bloody music press. UK music press especially.
I'm sorry?
I said UK music press.
Well, that story's been following us around the world, so no, not really. It's journalists everywhere seem to be just as bad as each other.
Very fair point. The other thing I wanted to ask you guys about, Kelly and Matt from the Block Party, is your choice to go with a smaller label. I know that there was, I mean, it sounded like there was probably a lot of interest in fairly large record labels to want to have you on board, and you went for a smaller record label. That sounds like a fairly gutsy move.
I think for us it was a common sense move, really. You're right, there was a fair amount of interest by the time we signed our deal, but I think we up until that point, we've been quite aware of the sort of pitfalls which can befall a band who sign for too much money, like more money than they can never justify kind of paying back.
Yeah.
So we felt it would be a lot better for us to start small and, you know, see how it went.
Now, any tips for jet lag? I've been suffering some very bad jet lag over the last couple of days. You guys have flown in from London, which is usually a bit of a bad flight. Do you have any tips?
No, not really. I think I stayed up all day, pretty much the day we got here, and then that seemed to work for me. Mm. But it's kind of a personal thing, jet lag.
Yeah, I stayed up for 3 days.
Russell has terrible problems. He cannot sleep at all.
Yeah.
To the point where we have to give him stuff to put to bed.
Yeah. We have to sedate him.
Sounds like a very tight band.
Yeah.
Okay, we are going to be plugging in our Triple J satellite this afternoon, and you guys are going to be hitting the stage around about 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
We're actually going to be beaming it up right across Australia today.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah. It's kind of fun. A lot of technology involved. Thankfully, I'm not in control of that. What are we going to expect? What's the block party going to be doing for us today?
We're going to be totally grouse.
Are you going to be fully sick?
Yeah.
We're gonna rage. It's gonna be a real rager.
Have yourselves a kick-ass Splendid Festival. Cheers!
The Splendid Weekender on Triple J.